everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Mike.
I'm Shakeling.
And here we are back with day two at our look at the race to the South Pole, which happened in the early 1900s when two groups of explorers, one from Norway, led by...
Amundsen.
Exactly right. And another group from Britain led by...
Robert Falcon Scott.
That's
yeah.
The one, Scott of the Antarctic. They decided to go to the South Pole. No one, as far as we know, had ever been to the South Pole before. Mm-hmm. So they were going to go there. They were going to map it. They were going to learn about the weather, the nature, the science, the history of the South Pole by looking for fossils. And they were doing it at the same time. And this kind of captured the imagination and the attention of the world. And of course, newspaper men trying to sell more papers turned it into the race to the South Pole. And we're going to see that one of the groups did make it first. There was actually a winner. The unfortunate part of the story is that the guys who didn't win the race, they lost big time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to learn about that and this very interesting moment in history, not only for, of course, this competition between these two European countries, but also for the science that was uncovered and learned, and really the first time people had actually tried to explore the mm-hmm. South Pole.
所以呢，哇，这个天气这么困难，这天气一定很冷嘛，所以一定会有很多问题啊，像什么工具坏掉啊，没有办法用，所以他们就只能靠双手去完成任务。大家知道我们中文讲的徒手，英文怎么说吗？可以想一下。
Two explorers, one goal, the South Pole race.
Amundsen's team left the base for the South Pole on October 19th. Scott's team left on November 1st. Both teams experienced dangerous conditions. Amundsen's team had good supplies and used sled dogs and skis. However, Scott's team used horses that couldn't bear the cold. They had problems with their sleds and had to pull them by hand.
All right, so let's get back to our story, and this is really about the actual race. So let's see what happened. It says Amundsen's team left the base. Remember, they were at the Bay of Whales,
I believe.
They left their base for the South Pole on October 19th. So they got a bit of a head start. Scott's team left on November 1st. So about 2 weeks later or so. Now, of course, you might be going, hey, wait a minute. Why are you going to the South Pole at the beginning of the winter time? But yes, we have to remember that in the South, the seasons are flipped around. So that would actually be the late spring, early summer mm-hmm. when they were doing it, which I guess makes sense because, yeah. you know, you want the weather to be as warm and there to be as few storms and stuff as possible.
真的, 'cause yeah.
The weather down there is not very good.
True. So that is the, well, that doesn't really sound fair. They didn't like start?
Well, I mean, it wasn't an official race, so it was just, you know, they got there earlier, they can't really sit around and eat all their food waiting for the other guys to catch up, because they can't just buy more food, you know, there's no Costco at the South Pole. So yes, they left when they had to, and yeah, they ended up them being a little bit early, the Norwegian team with Amundsen. And of course, even though they had prepared as well as they could and gone at the season when they thought it was the best, and safest, both teams experienced dangerous conditions. Even the nicest day at the South Pole is still a pretty bad day weather-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amundsen's team had good supplies and used sled dogs and skis, which turned out to be a very, very good decision. Good supplies, I guess that just means they had enough food, but also they thought about where they're traveling. We're going to be traveling over ice and snow and stuff. So they brought sled dogs, like the same kinds of dogs that pull the sleds of Inuit Eskimo people, you know, in the northern countries. So they were used to this. These dogs are, you know, they're raised in cold climates. They're ready for this. And they pulled the explorers who had skis on, I think cross-country skis. And I think the explorers themselves would be pulling big sleds with all of their food on it.
Wow.
So the dogs are helping them carry and pull all this stuff with people and animal power.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. 所以呢, 反正我们的问题就是两队都遇到了危险的环境嘛。 那这个, 这个阿门森的队伍准备很充足, 他们有这个 sled dogs, 就是雪橇犬, 还有他们的 skis, 他们有这个滑雪板。
Mm.
So do you like adventures or do you prefer safety?
Well, this is interesting. You know, this kind of sounds exciting and interesting, but I would like adventures if I'm prepared and I'm going on the adventure with smart people I can trust.
Yeah.
I'm not just the kind of guy to say, hey, let's go climb that mountain and I'll just wear my running shoes.
Yeah.
You know, you want to kind of be prepared for what you're doing and be smart about it. Because if you're not, your adventure can quickly turn into a disaster.
Exactly.
So yes, I do like adventure, but I'm not just going to decide to, you know, swim to Penghu because it's a nice day. I'd have to train and be, you know,
be prepared.
Mm, yeah. Back to the article. So, however, we talked about Amundsen's team from Norway with their sled dogs and skis. However, Scott's team used horses that couldn't bear the cold. Yeah, horses don't live in the South Pole, I'm sorry to say, and penguins aren't going to be very much help to you. So that was probably a very bad decision. They couldn't bear the cold. That means the horses, like humans, they're just not used to those very, very cold conditions. And so I think a lot of the horses died. They ended up freezing to death. They had problems with their sleds and had to pull them by hand. And of course, the more horses they lost, the more sleds they had to pull. And when the humans are pulling sleds, they're getting tired, they're using more energy, they're eating more food, and it quickly becomes a problem that gets worse and worse and worse.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It is kind of a disaster.
所以呢, 这个 Scott的队伍, 他们使用的是马匹, 那马太冷了, 所以, 而且他们的雪橇又出了问题, 所以他们就只能靠人力徒手去拉这个雪橇。 大家还记得我们在影片一开始提到的吗? 徒手的英文就是 by hand. 所以呢, 是用手, 不是用机器去做一件事情。You do something by hand, 用手完成某件事情, 不是用自动化的方式。 比如说, she wrote the letter by hand instead of typing it.
Oh, that's nice.
现在大部分的人都是打字嘛。 或者是手工搬运, 如果你要 寄一个东西也可以, 亲手搬运, 交给某人, 不是用机器或邮寄。 比如说, please handle the fragile items by hand. 就是小心用手搬运这些易碎物品。好, ski 是滑雪板的意思。去滑雪,它当动词也可以哦。 比如说, you ski in the mountains. 比如说,他们每个, 冬天都很喜欢去滑雪。 They love to ski every winter. 或者是滑雪的圣地, ski resort. 比如说, they spend their holiday at a ski resort. 好,那我们来看一下,我们如果要买新的滑雪板, we can say, let's get new skis, I can't wait to have fun in the snow, 我迫不及待去滑雪了。那我们刚刚看到另外一个字, 就是bear, 我们平常见大家一开始学的名词是熊嘛, 可是当动词就是有忍受的意思。比如说你要承受压力, 你就可以说bear pressure, 或者是你要承受疼痛也可以, she could hardly bear the pain, 她觉得这个疼痛太难的去忍受了。 那我们常常口语也会知道说, 诶, 你要记住什么事情, you bear in mind, 就是记住, 比如说, bear in mind that honesty is important, 就是这个诚实是很重要的。那我们看另外一个句子, Gina can't bear the heat, she needs a fan to cool down. Gina 受不了这太热了, 她需要一台电风扇来降温。
Amundsen reached his goal of becoming the first human to reach the South Pole. His team arrived there on December 14, 1911, and raised the Norwegian flag. Scott's team arrived 34 days later. In 1957, the U.S. built the Amundsen-Scott South Pole Station. It honors both explorers for their courage in the race to the South Pole.
All right, so let's find out who won this race to the South Pole Amundsen reached his goal of becoming the first human to reach the South Pole. I don't think we really thought it would turn out any other way.
Yeah.
Amundsen started earlier and was more prepared, and sure enough, they were the first people to reach the South Pole. I guess he was the first human, but that kind of makes it sound like he did it alone.
Yeah.
He and his team all reached it probably at the same time. He was like, hey, you guys wait there. I'm going to go ahead and get the glory. And there's actually photos you can see of this.
Yeah.
You know, they had cameras. You would like to think that they jumped around and, you know, hugged and had some champagne, but I don't know. I get the feeling it was like, oh, great. Now, can we go home? Yeah. I'm tired. I'm cold. My feet hurt. But still, that must have been a wonderful, wonderful moment. Yes.
Yeah. 反正呢,这个阿门森呢,就成功了成为第一个抵达南极点的人,他的团队. So, Mike, what's a goal you've reached recently?
A goal I reached okay, here's one. I'm super proud. I was playing a computer game today.
Oh.
And I did something where only 9% of the people who played the game have ever done this.
Oh wow, that's an achievement.
I was so proud. I called my
mom.
Proud of you. I got a good little medal for myself.
Oh.
I think I'll be in the newspaper tomorrow.
Cute.
No,
cute.
It really wasn't much. How about you? You've probably reached many more impressive goals recently. Than me.
Oh, I hit 100K.
You hit 100K?
Followers on
Instagram. Oh, wow! 100,000 people watch your videos or follow. That's impressive. Me, it's more like 100.
Took me a year.
So there you go. Good for you. Bessie, I knew it would be something impressive. Congratulations on that one. All right. Well, let's get back to this. So yes, his team arrived there. I guess we're still talking about Amundsen's Norwegian team. They arrived there on December 14th, 1911 and raised the Norwegian flag, which makes sense because they're from Norway. Scott's team arrived 34 days later. So they left about 2 weeks later, and they arrived about a month later, which shows that having those ponies, the horses that didn't work out, really did cost them a lot of extra time too.
Yep. So there's something to be proud about.
Yes.
I think that they did something very
impressive. For sure.
所以他们的队伍呢，这个 Norway 嘛， Norway 这个 Amundsen的队伍在1911年12月14日抵达，就插上他们的国旗。但是这个英国史考特的团队呢，就是在大概34天后才抵达。
There you go. We should also unfortunately mention that Scott and his team, they never made it home.
Oh,
they died
gosh.
On the return trip.
Oh.
And to make it even more sad, they died 12 miles from where they had left extra food. They ran out of food. There were storms that lasted for weeks. They were stuck in their tents. So they slowly ran out of food and froze to death.
That's so sad.
And they were very, very close to somewhere where they could have gotten some safety and rescue, but they didn't make it. But it's interesting because Scott is still a great British hero.
Yeah.
British people love those guys who try but don't quite make it, which is still impressive because he gave it his best shot. And here, you know, we have other ways to commemorate and memorialize and show our respect for these brave people. In 1957, the U.S. built the Amundsen Scott South Pole Station, which is really a nice gesture since Amundsen and Scott, neither of them were American, but the Americans named their South Pole Station after these two very brave explorers.
Wow, 所以呢，在这个 1957年的时候呢，美国就建立了阿门森史考特的南极站。
Mm-hmm. It honors both explorers for their courage in the race to the South Pole. Not just them, but their team members, and I would say also the bravery and the hard work of the dogs and the horses and all the other people who helped them try to do this thing.
Yep, 所以这个呢，我们看到 courage 这个字，我们等下会讲，然后 honor 我们等下也会讲，都是很重要的字。所以他们建了这个地方来纪念两位南极竞赛中展现非常有勇气的探险家。So, what does courage mean to you?
What does courage mean to me? Well, courage is kind of like facing danger when you know it's danger, but you still get over your fear because it's the right thing to do.
It's kind of like I'm scared of heights, but I try. bungee jumping, something like that.
Yeah, that could be that courage. Could be, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What about you?
Like believing in yourself, mm-hmm. moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Taking a chance.
Yep. Even mm-hmm. if you know that the outcome is kind of like, you're exactly. not sure if it's going to work out, but you still try.
You know there's danger. You know there's risk. You know there is a certain chance of failure, but you still go forward and do it with all of your heart and all of your might. That is definitely courage. Yes. And even if you don't make it like Scott, or if you do make it like Amundsen, we salute you.
所以 honor 就是向什么东西致敬。那你获得一个荣誉，你也可以说 win an honor， 或者是常常说哦，真的是一个很荣幸的事情去做什么。It was a great honor to meet the president， 或者是你向某人致敬 ，you pay honor to someone or in honor of someone， 我去纪念谁。比如说 ，the dinner was held in honor of the famous writer。那我们看另外一个句子。People honor soldiers for their brave actions. 人们呢会向这个士兵的勇敢，他们的行动，很勇敢的行动去致敬他们。那我们刚刚讲的另外一个字 courage， 这个就是勇气，你很有胆量，所以你鼓起勇气，你可以说 you gather courage， 或者是说他最后终于有勇气做什么事情。She finally had the courage to speak in public.或者是鼓起勇气，也可以说 take courage and you will succeed， 你就会成功。你要鼓起勇气。比如说呢，我们再看另外一个句子 ：In the story, the princess showed courage and beat the dragon。在这个故事里面呢，公主展现了勇气，并把龙给打败了。Review time。
All right, we have a review time question to get our minds thinking about bravery, adventure, and challenges. Would you like to be the first human to do something? Like Scott and Amundsen tried to be the first to reach the South Pole. What is it? And you can't say reach the South Pole because that's been done. Sure. And the North Pole too, so don't even try it.
So, I think I would like to be the first human to spread, to make T-pop.
To what? Who?
To make T-pop music.
Oh, T-pop music. Yeah. I thought you were like going to mix tea with pop.
Yes,
and
Taiwanese.
Have bubbles in your...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Wait, there's no T-pop?
It's just South traditional. It's Mando pop. Yes.
Okay, okay. But Jay Chou and Jo Lim, they kind of do Mando pop. So you're going to do Taiwanese pop. And I guess by that, you mean kind of go global with it. Become the super junior of Taiwanese pop.
Yeah, whoever that... Or whoever. You don't have to be able to speak Taiwanese.
Become the Psy, you know, Oppa Gangnam style, like that. Go global, go viral, have billions of people watching your Taiwanese singing on you. Okay, you can do that.
Yeah, if there is K-pop, there is definitely...
I mean, that seems something that's realistic, you know? It's not like... Be the first person to walk on Saturn or something. That's a pretty good one. Okay, I think we can help you along with 100,000 of your followers, and maybe you'll get a few more from watching this. That would be a very good thing for both you and for Taiwan and for music as well. What about you guys? Would you be like to be the first human to do something? And what is it? And try to be imaginative, but also realistic, you know. Take care, everyone.
所以今天的主题很精彩吧？那欢迎大家到我们的空中驾校，跟我们老师、同学一起线上聊更多咯。拜拜。
Take care, bye bye.